Well, I think first of all, it's a reminder that our Gardaí are at the front line of protecting communities, and that's protecting us from criminals and violent individuals. And repeatedly we see stories of, you know, our Gardaí being injured. And I'm mindful of this, and the public should be mindful of it. In terms of the penalty points debacle and this latest shambles in relation to the alleged bugging of the GSOC offices, the vast, vast majority of Gardaí have no responsibility for those matters. The mishandling is happening at senior management level. And I think that we need to be aware that when we see our Gardaí at the front line, you know, protecting our communities, they need our support and they need our solidarity at this time.
Do you believe that these stories, as you mentioned, are affecting the public's attitude towards Gardaí and perhaps in some way contributing to maybe less respect for their authority and instances like we've been talking about?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, I've spoke to some Gardaí myself as part of my role as justice spokesperson for Sinn Féin. I speak to them on an ongoing basis. And their morale is certainly low. I mean, obviously, they were dealing with the cutbacks with the closure of Garda stations and all that comes with that. Their morale was low as a result of that. These attacks, you know, all of these constant reports, you know, it's unfortunate because they are taking the flak at the front line for what is, you know, mismanagement at senior level. The vast majority of Gardaí have done no wrong whatsoever, even in terms of the penalty points. That was senior management that were terminating penalty points, not the guy, you know, who was handing out the ticket in the first instance. So, yeah, this is a time, I think, for the public to reflect on that. And when you see, you know, violent incidents, serious violence inflicted upon Gardaí, it's a time for solidarity.